This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by O'Leary Law Associates, offering clients the benefit of over 60 years of combined legal experience in real estate, litigation, commercial, probate, trust, and estate planning matters. To consult with O'Leary Law Associates, please call 401-615-8584 or visit them online at O'LearyLaw.com.
The following paid program is furnished by the Institute of Real Estate Management, Rhode Island, Chapter 88. It is for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. Now on AM 790, it's time for IREM Today, the property management show with hosts Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian. Join them now for this live call-in show to discuss property management issues and hear from guests from all trades and programs discussing your real estate needs. Here's your hosts, Dina and Chrissy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to IREM Today, the property management show here on AM 790. Today is Tuesday, October 3rd. And it's a beautiful fall day out.
It is. It's wonderful out.
I'm happy today.
You're happy today?
I am. Today's like my happy fall day.
It's not like heat weather yet.
No, it's
and
not.
And it's not it's air not. Conditioning weather yet.
No, it's perfect. It's not frizzy hair weather. It's not sweaty.
That's every day for me. Hard to say.
I'm going to get a little bit of, you know, product and put it through. All but right, no, I'll it's try. Beautiful outside and the sun is shining. And it is 4:07 p.m. And I am here today in the studio with my co-host, Chrissy Denalian.
Hello, Dina.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Wonderful.
We have a guest in studio today.
Yes, we do.
And who's that?
It's Mr. Sean O'Leary. Attorney Sean O'Leary is here with us. So that's very exciting.
It is. And we're actually going to talk to Sean in a little bit. We have a lot to cover, so we're probably going to fill the whole hour with him.
Yes.
Right?
And we're going to talk away and just talk.
Well, that never happens.
I know. Where we don't even know where the time goes, but...
But in case you're tuning in right now for the first time, IREM Today is your live local radio show here every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we know that there's a lot of these fun syndicated programs here on this radio station. However,
we're not syndicated.
Well, no, we're not one of them. Yes. I guess that means the same thing.
We're not syndicated. We're not. So they can give us. We're still fun.
Very fun.
You can give us a call here in the studio if you have any questions. Here locally, it's 401-437-5000 or 1-888-345-0790. If you have any questions, you can give us a call.
And because we are live here every Tuesday in the studio talking about all things property management. And in case you're just turning in for the first time and you're wondering, what is IREM? IREM stands for the Institute of Real Estate Management, the most professional group in the world.
In the world. Not just... In the country.
No,
it's in the world now.
We're global. We're big time.
Big.
We are. Huge. In the country for managing real estate. Locally, we are known as a Greater Rhode Island Chapter 88. And another thing you might be wondering is, what do we do here at IREM?
Well, we are the source of education and professional recognition for managers of all types of properties. So if you manage an elderly housing building or maybe a single family home or a tenement building, the Institute of Real Estate Management is for you. Also, if people are looking for a career in property management, or maybe you're just looking for some kind of career that's different and you want to have some kind of training or even an education or a designation.
Love that word.
So that way you can be recognized as a professional property manager. So we actually offer two designations through IREM. And the first designation is what, Dina?
Oh, it's what my lovely co-host
has.
That's right. Her ARM.
It's my ARM.
Which is her. She has her.
It's not a third arm.
Accredited residential manager.
Yes. And we also offer the CPM, which Jack Benz always likes to say that it's very distinguished. The distinguished CPM, which is a certified property manager.
It is.
So if somebody comes into a business, we always like to ask this question.
We do.
If they come in every week, if somebody comes into your business and asks, you know, I see that you're hiring here for a property manager and you have two people there, that one is not a CPM and one is a CPM. I mean, which one are you going to go with?
Well, we know you're going to shame the one who doesn't have the ARM at the end of the name. You do. You designation shame. You label shame people.
I'm a
label shamer.
But
I know. So why would you pick the person with the designation at the end?
I would say that I know that IREM has trained that person. They have that designation. They're backed by a code of ethics. So I think that that stands for itself, that that person, I don't know. I would
you say that they were ethical?
Very ethical.
Gotcha.
Yes. No incognito tabs.
Well, so one of the things, actually, you know, we had our fantastic second annual IREM New England
trade
show and conference last Thursday. Were you there, Sean?
I was not.
You were not there. Okay.
So Dina's going to tell us all about it because neither one of us were there.
Neither one of you were there. So it was our second annual show, and it's the IREM chapters in Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. It was a great turnout. There was a lot of vendors there, which were pretty much friends of IREM. And we'll kind of get into a little bit what friends of IREM are later, but they're pretty much vendor.
Yes.
I'm a friend. And Sean O'Leary is a friend as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some great seminars that were there. We had a lovely keynote speaker. I was able to book out the whole month of October with guests that we have, which I'll talk a little bit about who's coming on in the month of October. But it was another great turnout. The show itself was from, I'm going to say, like 10 to 3. And I believe there was 4 informational seminars in between.
Yeah.
So obviously when the sessions weren't going on, people were coming in and walking around the booths. And we kind of got the same feedback that we did last year, was we really enjoy this show because it's smaller and more intimate. And we actually have, you know, some time to talk to, you know,
a
the vendors that are here. Yeah.
Right.
So and people are actually, you know, I think we talked last week. When you have a trade show and there's 800 to 1,000 people in attendance, it's like a free-for-all. You can't visit every booth. Who's trying to grab all the free pens and chocolates off out of all the booths? But this one, because it's smaller, I think people just kind of, you know, expect to talk to vendors and get information. And it was nice for us where a lot of the folks were actually more from, I would say, Connecticut as far as
It's held
properties
in Mystic,
because
so,
it was held in in Groton, the Mystic Marriott. And a lot of the properties themselves and management companies came in were from Connecticut, some from Mass and some from Rhode Island. And, you know, it was nice to meet them, you know, because I never really get to talk to those folks. So even the IREM Connecticut folks, I know we never get to, they never really go to our events. We really don't cross other than here, maybe at a golf tournament. But it was nice to see the Rhode Island and the Massachusetts chapter there as well. And even property management companies. It was a lot of great client retention for me, just kind of talking.
What you do best, I guess.
And I met some new people and it was great. There was a nice networking 2 hours afterwards, which were some cocktails and appetizers. It was fantastic. You know, I like happy hour. I say that weekly, but no, it was a really good turnout. So I think
nice.
They were pleased
I'm
with
sad
it.
I missed it, but
yes,
I know that there was a couple of different seminars that you were talking about going to. Did you get to attend any of the sessions at all?
I didn't,
no?
But you know, there was actually an installation there too. I wanted to tell you.
Really?
Yeah. For Connecticut, there was, I want to say maybe 3 ARMs and 1 CPM.
Oh
yeah. And IREM, Rhode Island had a booth set up where you can actually go and get information on obtaining your ARM and CRM. I don't know how much traffic kind of came there, but what did I say? ARM and what?
CRM.
CRM.
She's all over the place.
Salesforce. I'm all confused. Oh, my God. So,
was Karen heading that booth?
Karen was running around taking pictures, making sure everything was flowing. I mean, that's not all she was doing, but she was running around making sure. No, Tony Natale was over there,
He heads the scholarship committee.
I think he was there. But it was just great to see everybody. So it definitely was a great turnout.
Perfect.
So that's my reporting back.
Thank
seeing
you.
As though you decided not to show up.
Listen,
this year.
I couldn't go. I was a little short staffed, so
gotcha.
I needed to stay in the
It's
office.
Not like we haven't been planning for
I'm
it for
so
six
sorry.
Months, but
yeah,
that's okay.
Well, a short staff happens last minute. It's not like a thing. Actually, because one of my my assistant manager was going to get his ARM, so
that's right, you
was in the
that.
Class. So I
all right, we'll let it go.
All right, you'll let it go
next year.
Okay, good.
So why don't you introduce who Sean is and kind of give a little intro and he can talk a little bit about himself so I can stop talking.
Well, you? What? So Sean O'Leary is an attorney for O'Leary Law Associates. And he is here in our studio today, and we're very excited to talk about a couple of different things. Last time you were on, you actually called in during the middle of a snowstorm. and we talked mainly about non-payment actions and 5-day demands and things of that nature, where this time we're going to talk a little more about real estate. And so if we can kind of maybe just jump right into it, I guess, if we have a little bit of time.
We have a few minutes.
Yeah,
we have about
3 minutes
before break. So
all right.
Sure thing.
So in purchasing homes or rental properties or commercial properties, I mean, what kind of advice can you give general?
Under 3 minutes. No pressure.
I'll do what I can. And first of all, thanks for having me. It's good to be here in studio.
Yes, with no snow.
Exactly. So I think for starters, when we talk about purchase and bearing in mind who our audience is, there are two types of general purchases, and one would be of single-family homes, and another would be for multifamily properties, whether it be a massive multi-hundred complex down to maybe your three or four
tenement
floor
building or
tenement type house. From a very high level conceptual standpoint, I think that generally speaking, the ideas are similar as to how we approach the purchase. The very first item to be considered is a purchase and sale agreement. You will find, I think, in the commercial and multifamily setting, that purchase and sale agreement tends to be a bit more detailed. Perhaps there's more back and forth and input from the respective parties. I think you'll often find in that context, both sides probably have lawyers engaged prior to the entry into such an agreement. On the single family side, although, and again, it may sound a bit self-serving, it's a good idea to have a lawyer involved on either or both sides in a purchase of a single-family home. You don't often find that.
Yeah.
Rather, you'll find sides represented by realtors, certainly the seller and sometimes the buyer as well. And there's a standard, at least here in Rhode Island, realtors contract that is often used, and sometimes the lawyers enter after that, and sometimes there's some haggling as to what was agreed to. Other times it works out just fine.
Wow. So because I wasn't even privy, I guess, to the knowledge that an attorney should probably look at the purchase and sales agreement prior to. So I think we'll get into a little more of this when we come back, if that's okay. Because Dina actually got a real estate license this year, so we can get into a lot of that.
Absolutely. So and Sean has his license as well, and we can speak about that.
And I'm the one on the outside here.
Oh, finally!
Without
a
designation.
I have something you don't. Yes. That just so made me happy.
So you're listening to IREM Today, the Property Management Show. Thank you.
420 here at IREM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Dina Cimarelli, along with my co-host Chrissy Danilian, and we are here live in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. And today we have a special in-studio guest, Sean O'Leary from O'Leary Law Associates. And right before break, we were speaking a little bit about different types of home purchases, whether it's single family and multifamily, and the need to pretty much have an attorney present throughout the transaction from beginning to end. I know we were just getting into it, but if you want to elaborate a little bit maybe where we stopped at
about
the end.
The purchase and sales agreement and the importance maybe behind having an attorney read through it.
Sure, and thanks for making a perfect segue. I think that's a good idea to pick up right where we left off. And there are some general topics, I think, that, again, in both the commercial/multifamily setting as well as the single-family home setting, that you want to make sure that you cover in a purchase and sale agreement. One, certainly, and this is important on both counts, tends to be a little larger number in the multifamily setting, is some sort of consideration given to financing. And often there's a financing contingency date by which time the buyer needs to obtain a firm commitment from a lender that the buyer has sufficient funds to close the transaction. That's a very important date, and the standard language that you'll see is that a buyer has until a date certain to get a firm commitment, and if they can't get that commitment by that date, the buyer often will be able to withdraw from the transaction. By contrast, if the buyer lets that date go by without any sort of word one way or another, the buyer very often can be bound to purchase the property regardless of whether the buyer was able to obtain that firm commitment by the date certain. So it's one of the most important dates. It's certainly one thing to be mindful of probably well before you enter into the purchase and sale agreement that you'll be able to get good funds. But really, I think that process heats up once the deal is signed, as a lender will look to see that there is a proper agreement in place.
Does it vary for that date? Like, or is it usually a standard like X amount of days from when you put down the purchase and sales agreement, or when you actually sign?
I think, once again, to differentiate between the two, in the single-family home setting, you'll see that date a couple of weeks out to maybe 3 or 4 weeks out from the day that the purchase and sale agreement is signed. You might see a little bit of a longer date and period to get financing in the commercial setting.
Or if it's like contingent on another property selling before they can get into the purchase and sales. A lot of, you know, I obviously have seen that as well. So, and it usually is when they can round up everybody too, because the closing date, you have to have the closing attorney and both sides present and the real estate agent. So, but usually 30 days is usually the norm for the most part, would you say, or do you see it varying?
In terms of financing on the commercial end, I would say 30 days. Is within the ballpark. The entire transaction probably would not be closed unless it was very much on the quick side within that 30 days. I think you're looking at more, a couple month range in the multifamily commercial setting from the signing of the purchase and sale agreement until the ultimate closing of the transaction. Dina, as you mentioned, there are a lot of things to sort of get in line simultaneously to close a transaction.
Yeah.
And on the multifamily side, there seem to be more things and bigger things to get moving all in the same direction same time.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Yes, I think so. And I know that, I mean, I was just goofing around online and I saw that you actually had a little article written about you in the Providence Business News.
I did, yes.
So that was very interesting. And because I didn't know that you actually sometimes teach at Bryant University.
That is correct. Not every semester, but semesters here and there. I will act as an adjunct professor. I've been fortunate enough to be able to do it a few times now, and it is quite enjoyable.
So do you use real life situations, like actual circumstances that have happened in court prior, or do you use just kind of scenarios, or are your scenarios based off of real experiences?
Probably a little bit of all of that, with the biggest emphasis I find and like in having the students give as much input as possible. There's a very ambitious curriculum that we follow, mainly driven by the fact that a lot of the undergraduate students at Bryant, who I might be teaching, aren't necessarily going to law school, but rather are taking business law as part of their core curriculum. And my goal often is to introduce the students to as many different issues as possible so that we can rest assured that if and when the students enter into the business world, maybe they'll come across an issue and think, I think I remember hearing
Sean
about
O'Leary
that.
Taught me everything I know about law.
Right. And maybe they know enough to wade their way through it. Maybe they know enough at least to raise the red flag and say, I think maybe we ought to involve legal or the lawyers in this situation. At least enough to give them some working knowledge and some pause that, hey, this may be an issue because I've heard about it before. But within the context of that pretty ambitious syllabus that we try to follow, at the same time, we also use a textbook and introduce cases to bring up main points. But I find that the more input that the students give into the class, both the more enjoyable I think it is for everybody, the more interesting it gets, and the more they probably get out of it. They feel like their concerns and questions get answered. And it's fun to have the students maybe play lawyer on either side, take a case where we've introduced some principles, and then have them argue either side, and then sometimes have them switch and argue the other side.
Oh, that must be fun. I think it probably is a lot more successful when it becomes more conversational than just professor speaking to students.
No doubt about it.
And that's when it actually sticks more. For me, anyways, that's where it sticks more, too. So if I'm kind of going through a scenario and I'm playing out a role, that might stick with me more than just hearing you just
talk.
Say it verbatim out of a book, syllabus, whatever.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. I'm more of a hands-on type of person. Don't get me wrong, I can learn from books. But like when I was just going through real estate school, there was a lot of book teaching because you have to learn both the real estate side, that's both it's the same pretty much throughout the nation. It's through Pearson VUE. That's where where their curriculum comes from. And then we have the Rhode Island law side. But when we had agents come in and kind of talk to us about real life closings and, you know, situations that they encounter where they might be at an open house and they're representing the buyers and they're going through and then the sellers don't have an agent and they kind of want them, hey, can you represent us? And there's a conflict. I can't represent both the buyer and the seller without certain paperwork. But when agents came in and they were playing off of each other, it made our class so much more conversational, and it did it. A lot of that stuck with us rather than, you know, him just sitting there talking at us for 3 hours. So I agree with you there. That would be fun.
Real life situations, I think, definitely do make a big difference.
Yeah, no, they stick. And then you can always go back and relate to that. Hmm. I can.
Yeah. I mean, I would think I like to play out things. I mean, my whole major was playing out things.
Well, I was just going to say, her major is theater.
I'm sure that that's, I would say the same thing. So whatever got you started in law, Sean?
Great question. It just so happens that my father is a lawyer. My father's known to a lot of our listeners and a lot of our IRA members as having represented quite a few both individuals and a lot of the companies, both owners and developers and management agents of a lot of our member companies. He's represented for over 40 years a lot of those companies in the purchase, the sale, the refinancing of a lot of their multifamily apartment complexes. So I grew up in and out of my dad's law office it just so happened when it came time for me to decide both what I would major in and what I might do after college that I had some interest, having seen what my
did
father
did. You have
had
a
done.
Decision, or was it was there a choice to be made, or there was no choice to be made? Is this what you will do, or is this what you
well,
want
we
to do?
Well, already have a Larry Law, so it's
looks like I'm going to law school.
No, there was nothing along those lines dictated to me. As a matter of fact, I obviously did go to law school, but then left our great state of Rhode Island for about 10 years and went and worked in New York City.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was it
different
was,
from here.
No, definitely yeah. Different. The hustle and bustle.
Right. But having grown up in Rhode Island, we all know we often come back.
Gotta come back.
And I did, and I was lucky enough to still have my father practicing, and he's one of my partners now.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's so great. That's great. I think when we come back, I think we should talk a little bit about maybe
his big announcement.
Was big announcement? Maybe what types of law, like how we started and where, you know, kind of a little bit through your journey from where you started, and because I have some information in front of me, you represented retired state workers and public school teachers. So maybe how from where you were to where you are, and then we'll talk about the new addition to O'Leary Law
yes.
Associates as well.
Big announcement.
Big announcement. Like the big announcement at the IRAM Global
yes.
Summit.
Bigger.
I found out what it is. But I can't
reveal
say it, though,
it, yeah.
But I did find out.
Yes.
I know how to get
you have your sources.
I broke them.
Yep, you did.
It was unethical, but I did it. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to IRAM Today, the Property Management Show, and we will be right back after this.
Now back to IRAM Today, the Property Management Show, with your hosts, Dina Semirelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, it is 4:35 here on IRAM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Chrissy Denalian, along with my co-host, Dina Semirelli. We're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m.
We are.
And we have special guest over here.
Rah, rah, rah.
Yes, rah, rah. Attorney Sean O'Leary. Oh, wow. We even have a cheerleader. Look at that. So we have Attorney Sean O'Leary here. And
special.
Yes, very special. Cheerleaders and everything. Before we left for the break, I know Dina had pulled up a little brief little bio kind of outline.
Yeah, so I thought it'd be
Sean.
Interesting for Sean, you know, before we get into, you know, anything else, that we're going to talk about, Sean, I think it'd be interesting for you to kind of tell us, you know, kind of what you've done and what phases of law, different areas you might have touched on. I know you said you had spent some time in New York. So kind of bring us from pre-New York to New York and your journey back to Rhode Island.
Well, that's great. Thank you. Topic I certainly know a few things about.
Your life?
Myself.
Your life? That's fantastic.
I grew up locally here, not too far, in Rhode Island, in West Warwick. I went to high school here in Rhode Island at Bishop Hendricken, and then I, for Rhode Island standards went so far away as to go to Boston for college at BC, but then came back here locally and went to law school at Roger Williams.
Oh, nice.
Finishing up law school in my mid-20s, after a year clerking on our Supreme Court here in Rhode Island, I thought it a great idea to both live and work in New York City. So I lived and worked in Manhattan for about 10 years.
Sounds pretty boring.
Was there one? Was there a specific reason that you wanted, that you chose New York? It was just you thought it'd be interesting, it'd be different, it's close but not too far.
I think
what was
all
the draw?
I think all of that. And at that time, I was very much into litigating and trying cases. To me, at that time, being a lawyer meant being a trial lawyer and being in the courtroom as much as possible. And I think somebody said at one point, and it stuck in my head, well, the best place to do that is the courtrooms of New York City.
I would love to sit into some of that.
Like me in the courtroom. Usually I'm like, oh, look at this case. Look at that case.
And it was. It was probably the best training ground I could ever imagine in terms of trying cases. And I worked at a fairly sizable firm for a few years, then went by New York standards to a sort of medium-sized 50 to 60 attorney firm. And we worked on, you know, some of the biggest cases, not only in the country, but probably in the world. It was a very sophisticated practice and very, very enjoyable. I got to learn probably from some of the best attorneys in our country. So once it came time to start thinking about raising a family, and I...
Manhattan wasn't on the top of the list.
Well, I had met my New York City-born wife, who I hope and think is listening to us in New York, and did my best sales job of all time, I think, and talked her into moving back to Rhode Island with
me.
Wow,
that's fantastic right there.
Yeah. So we've been back for about 10 years now. And it's been great. Once again, I'm partners with my father, and we have a few other partners as well. In New York, as I mentioned, I was almost exclusively a litigator, but coming back here to Rhode Island, we still do quite a bit of litigation, probably at least 70% of our practice is litigation, but we've also picked up a lot of real estate work, again, at the behest and the service for a lot of our listeners here in terms of multifamily purchases and sales.
That's great. Now, I know you just talked a little bit about there's a few other associates in your firm. Do you want to tell us a little bit about them and a new addition you might have?
Sure. Once again, a perfect segue.
Thanks. I lead you right in.
Like my father, being very well known to your listeners, we are extremely pleased to say that very recently, this week, yesterday.
Wow, it's this week. It's Tuesday.
That's right. That's right. Yesterday, officially, we partnered up with another attorney very well known to your listeners, and that is Christopher Murphy, so that Chris and myself and my father and Jonathan Whaley, who is known to a lot of our listeners as well, are all partners in our new firm name of O'Leary Murphy.
Oh, O'Leary Murphy. How about that?
How Irish can we get, right?
That's right.
Says the Armenian co-host.
O'Leary Murphy.
There you go. Well, that's fantastic. So, so welcome, Chris, right?
Indeed, yes.
Welcome, Chris Murphy. That's fantastic. I think that's very cool. So now you guys are like the awesome foursome.
Exactly.
That can be your tagline.
Indeed, yes.
How
thank
professional
you.
Is that?
The awesome foursome.
That's
they could
cool.
play golf for the golf tournament.
They
and
can
be
an
awesome
foursome.
Foursome.
There you go. How long has, so prior to Chris coming on board, the O'Leary Law Associates themselves, that's the firm that your dad had started?
That's right, back in 1980.
In 1980.
Right.
And then your other partner?
John Whaley?
John, yes. He's been with you for how long?
Approximately 4 years.
Gotcha. And now Christopher.
Right. Chris, who has been admitted for 12 years as an attorney, several of those as a solo practitioner, and then before that with the firm, has been practicing for quite a while. And, you know, combined between awesome foursome.
How many years experience do we have?
A lot.
Awesome foursome.
I think carried by my father's years, we would now top 100.
Wow.
That's amazing. That's great. Now, do you have any other plans to expand the firm, or is that your goal to have? Do you have a goal set in mind with X amount of attorneys?
I think we try to grow as needed organically and smartly.
Oh, that's great.
And we've had a lot of need, thankfully, to provide services. And some of those have crossed over into real estate and litigation. And as we've seen a greater need and we've become fairly busy, in order to continue to provide what we hope and think is a high level of support and legal services, we've seen the need to add both to our staff and to our attorneys.
Yeah.
I think Chris has done the same on his end. So really what we have now is a merger of two very, I think, strong existing practices to just service all of our listeners and prospective and current clients better.
That's great.
And to the extent that continuing to do that requires to grow, absolutely, we will.
Quality over quantity. I'm a big fan of that.
Agreed.
And a little bit also before we had left for break, I know you were giving us a little segue into your journey here, but we had also mentioned in your Province Business News article, it kind of talks about how you represented the retired state workers and the public school teachers. Can you elaborate a little bit about that and what your role was in all of this?
Sure.
You worked on some very fun.
I know. And then we have another one we want to ask him about.
Yes.
I don't want to go to break. All right. So we got a couple minutes for why don't we talk about a little bit what you did here in Rhode Island with the school teachers?
Sure. And that was just a couple of years ago. We had a case that's fairly well known to a lot of Rhode Islanders, colloquially known as the pension case. The pension case was really a number of cases that were consolidated into one. I think there were 9 cases in total that ended up being consolidated. One of those actions was an action that our firm had brought on behalf of retired school teachers and state workers. Mm-hmm. We had only represented retirees. Several hundred of those had filed a suit. We represented those retirees in bringing an action against the state of Rhode Island for the restoration of many of their pension benefits. It ended up being a massive, quite lengthy case, which resolved itself, again, about 2 years ago.
How long did that go on for?
Probably, our involvement was a little over a year. The first case that was filed until the resolution of all the actions was probably about 2+ years.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Mm. And I know you spoke a little bit about when you were in New York City. You had some involvement on in Enron.
I did.
I hope not in Enron.
I don't think he was, yes.
Maybe not in Enron.
On the legal end of it.
Right. And I think we got on the right end of that one.
Yes, thankfully.
Again, I mentioned that I was really fortunate enough to have been at a couple of great firms in New York, and one of those firms represented a number of creditors of Enron. And we were part of just a massive litigation involving all sorts of different creditors, bringing suits in the bankruptcy court to try to get their money back that they had invested in Enron.
Was it successful?
It was.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes.
Well, that's good. So just not to confuse anybody, O'Leary was not associated with any Ponzi schemes
or anything
of that nature. He
Thank
was definitely
you.
On the legal end of that.
By an ethical background,
he is
too.
Apparently, yes. Very ethical.
But we do need to take a quick break.
And then we're going to come back and talk a little bit about, we have one new event seminar that I saw on the website today that Frank Flynn is going to be hosting. And then we can talk about some other events we have coming on too.
Yes. So you're listening to IREM Today, the Property Management Show. We'll be right back after this.
Now back to IREM Today, the Property Management Show, with your hosts, Dina Semirelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right. It is 4:49 here on IREM Today, the Property Management Show. It is Tuesday, October 3rd. I am Dina Semirelli, along with my fabulous co-host, Chrissy Denalian.
Hello. Hello, goodbye.
So this is our last few minutes here. In studio today, we have Sean O'Leary from O'Leary Murphy. Is it O'Leary Murphy Law Associates? Is that the...
Technically, it's O'Leary Murphy LLC.
LLC, okay.
Anyone who drives by one of our main office location on Post Road will see our nice new blue sign.
Fantastic.
Right near Chrissy's office.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
So how can people get in touch with you in case they you know, after listening to our radio show and thinking about maybe getting your advice for purchase and sales agreement or maybe for just property management? How do people get in touch with you or Chris Murphy or John Whaley?
Great question. The easiest way to get in touch, I think, even this day and age, is still via phone.
Right.
Our telephone number is 401, of course, 615-8584.
That's nice and easy to remember.
Yeah. And by the same token, we are here in 2017. Any of those people who might want to go straight through our website can do so as well. And we do have our new website up and running, which is O'LearyMurphy.com.
Oh, wow. Even a new website.
That's right.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Things happen quick. I mean, this just happened yesterday. You just had everything ready to just hit publish.
Okay, done.
Everything was ready to rock and
roll.
Maybe
we should take some advice over.
I know. We have to definitely amp up our social media presence for sure. We're going to talk a little bit about, we have on the iramri.org website, we have a new seminar that I see here titled Eliminating Drugs, Guns, and Unwanted Visitors. It's a landlord-tenant seminar. I don't see a date here, to be honest with you. It says registration closes Friday, October 20th, but I don't see a date of the actual event itself. You can register online. There's a live link. It will be presented by Frank Flynn and the attorneys from the Flynn Law Group. We have two other events
coming up. Nothing but attorneys that we like to promote on the show. attorney.
Exactly.
Yes.
So what other two events we have coming up for the rest of the year?
First, we have our Global Summit coming up in Chicago.
We do.
Which is next week.
It's next week. And following that, we're going to have Sue Monahan come in, and I think with Carrie Corvino, our chapter president, to talk what they've learned at the Global Summit and the big unveiling that went out in all the letters to all the IRA members.
Wow. We're getting big time over here.
Big time.
Sean O'Leary, Carrie Corvino.
Yeah, attorneys, presidents. That's what we do.
Just forget it.
That's how we roll.
And then in November, we actually have our scholarship meeting on November 8th. This is actually Dina's most favorite event.
Why is that?
Because it's a wine tasting. So that's why she loves it.
I do.
It's okay.
I'm not gonna
It's fine.
Lie. It's fine.
I like it too. It's good. And there's a lot of good raffle prizes.
I think I'm just more vocal about things than you are.
Maybe. I try to keep it on, you know, I have that ethical background, so I can
until
keep it
I blow
quiet.
Up your spot.
Quiet. But that is actually, I think it's so much fun.
It is fun.
I love that event because there's all these different raffle prizes. All the proceeds go to our scholarship.
Yes.
That and the golf tournament that Sean O'Leary sponsored last year and I think already going to sponsor next year's.
We
as
locked
well.
Him in for that 2018.
Both of the profits from both of those go to our scholarship.
And we didn't even talk about the scholarship earlier. We went right into Sean.
Well, we had to.
It was like the Sean show today.
There was so much to talk about.
There was. And just a quick, we have a scholarship fund here at IRAM, and it covers 75% of the cost if you go through if you obtain your ARM or CPM designation. There's a few niceties that you need to obtain this if you
small.
Go online. Small, you know, letter of what recommendation, some referrals. I know it differs from
a
ARM
resume.
To CMA.
Yep.
You have to be in the industry for a year prior to any way, shape or form on the leasing side. But if you go to iramri.org, you can definitely find some information. We have one more event coming up in December, and what's that?
It is actually our installation dinner.
Slash holiday party.
Slash Pucerne gets installed.
Pucerne gets installed at every installation dinner.
There's probably quite a few little ARMs. I don't know if they're actually, because they just went to class last week, so I don't know if they're going to get installed in this one or the next one. But that is actually going to be on December 6th. I'm not sure of the location
TBD.
Yet, but I know that once they solidify a location, Karen will let us know.
Oh, and we haven't even talked about Karen today.
I know. Karen Cottle, our association executive.
Yes.
And if you have any questions about any of the events that we just talked about or getting involved with IRAM or I don't know, anything really. I mean, Karen is the lady to talk to over
she
here.
She is. I spent a great amount of time with her at the trade show and at the end of it because she's about 5 feet maybe.
There's nothing wrong with short people.
And with her heels, I think she might be 5 feet. And then at the end of the night, her feet were a little tired.
She
brings
smaller.
Sandals with her in her bag. And then she got even shorter. And I was like, wow, I don't think I've ever seen you without your heels on. But she worked her butt off at the show, to say the least. She made sure everything was...
She's a very hard worker. And she gets back to you right away.
And how can we reach her?
We can give her a call at 401-479-7734.
We can. So, anything you want to close? Any closing arguments, counsel?
I think you've said it all.
We've said it all, maybe a little bit too much.
And once again, really, thanks for having me here in studio.
Thank you for coming on and actually coming into the studio and seeing what AM790 is all about over here with us.
I went on Facebook. I know you have a Facebook page because I know a lot of people like to follow social media. Do you have a link on your website that goes to your Facebook page? Do you know?
Yes, we do.
You do? Because I was trying to look up O'Leary Law. Let me see. I'm on Facebook right now. Here we go. O'Leary Law Associates. So that's exactly how you can... Oh, you need to update this.
That's right.
So
any minute now that will change.
So if I hit refresh, they're on it. So yes, you can definitely find O'Leary Murphy LLC on Facebook. But right now, if you were to look today, it is under O'Leary Law Associates. And I was looking at his page a little earlier, and I have to say that you guys do a really good job with staying current on this.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, because a lot of pages, you know, they might not post for 6 months, and then all of a sudden, you know, they post something, but you guys do a great job. They were promoting the show, and I saw that there was a Lunch and Learn. Is that coming up, or did that already happen? Lunch and Learn series?
That was just recently, within the last week or two,
yeah.
In conjunction with the East Greenwich Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, so there's a lot of great information here, and I like this. This was actually thinking about starting your own business. Did you have a good turnout for that?
It was great. We had a very, very good turnout. We had a lot of small to medium-sized prospective and current business owners in and around Kent County.
Oh, that's great. Do you hold a lot of these throughout the year, the Lunch and Learn series?
We've done a few.
Yeah.
The Chamber of Commerce is just down the street from us in downtown East Greenwich. We're very active with what is a very active chamber and do all sorts of events.
Oh, so what don't you do? I mean, you teach at Bryan College, you hold up events, you practice law. I don't know.
High-profile cases.
I mean, what is
sleep.
This?
Yeah,
I know.
Oh, you
I
don't
guess
sleep.
So.
Okay, gotcha.
He runs like 5Ks and marathons, and I just don't know what he does. I mean,
what he
Superman.
Doesn't do.
Superman over here. Superman.
You're too kind.
His
I need to come back
going,
here again.
Oh, my God, my husband's not going to be able to get his head through the door tonight. I actually, with my company, I'm supposed to host 3 to 4 Lunch and Learns a year. And I did one. It was last year. And I honestly, work just kind of gets in the way sometimes, and we just get so busy. But, yeah, we've actually teamed up with a real estate attorney, and we're looking to team up with some other people. So maybe we'll have you
reach
come
out.
In and host one more RentPath. Yeah, absolutely.
Terrific.
That'll be great.
And if you missed any part of the program, you can subscribe to us on iTunes by searching for IREM Today, or you can listen to the podcast on our website, iremri.org. I think that's about it. Oh,
it is.
Else?
Well, no, next week we actually have Steve Sorkin coming in from ARS. I had spoke with Steve in great detail at the IREM trade show last week. And like I said, we have a few other people coming on throughout the month. Some great stuff, great topics and within property management. Steve's going to talk a little bit about kind of what just happened with the hurricane and how maybe properties can prepare better for it. And then also get back into, for the winter season, the whole ice dam and how his company played a role in that. And you know how they can prepare this winter as well.
Great. So we'll talk about that next week.
We will.
Thank you for listening to IREM
Today.
Thank you,
Sean, for coming in.
Thank you again, Sean.
My pleasure.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Have a great night.
This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by O'Leary Law Associates, offering clients the benefit of over 60 years of combined legal experience in real estate, litigation, commercial, probate, trust, and estate planning matters. To consult with O'Leary Law Associates, please call 401-615-8584 or visit them online at O'LearyLaw.com.